Let's say tremendous zuchus Baruch Hashem to be able to begin our Amud Yomi Chabura, and Emirat Hashem, we are beginning with Arvei Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Tes Mabez 99b in Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says as follows: Arvei Pesachim Somel Chamincha Lo Yochal Adam Atche Techshach Erev Pesach, before Mincha time, a person should not eat already again from what we'll call, we'll define what Somel Chamincha before Mincha up until it gets dark. Even a poor person should not eat at the seder until he reclines. And no one should be deprived of four cups of wine, the dalet kosos, the four cups by the seder, even if someone is so poor that he is supported by the tamchoy. Now we'll discuss what tamchoy is, but for our purposes right now, the communal soup kitchen, even if someone is so poor, still the community has to make sure that he has enough for dalet kosos. Says the Gemara, my yeri arvei pesachim. Why? See, the Mishnah, interestingly enough, says that on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat before Mincha time. So the Gemara says, why are you singling out Erev Pesach? I feel the Arev Shabbos Yom Tov Nami. The truth is, even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov also, a person should abstain from eating prior to Mincha time. This time, because we're in a Braisa, Lo Yocha Adam Ba'arvi Shabbos Yom Tov Bin HaMincha L'mayla. A person should abstain from eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov from Mincha time and on. Why? Kadei Sheikhanes L'Shabbos Kishu Taiva. In order to enter into Shabbos and enter into Yom Tov with an appetite, Div Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Dad, these are the words of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi says, Olcha V'holich Atchetechshach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can eat even until nightfall. You can eat the whole day. So the point the Gemara is making over here is, the Mishnah makes it sound like that there's a special din by Erev Pesach not to eat from before Mincha time. But then the Braisa quotes Rabbi Huda, who says that no, even on a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yom Tov, one should abstain from eating before Mincha time in order that one enters into Shabbos and Yom Tov with a sense of appetite. So the Gemara says, Amar Rafuna, Lutzricha El Rabbi Yossi. The truth is, this statement of the Mishnah goes in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, meaning Rabbi Yossi normally says, Da Amar, Ocha V'Holich Ashatashach. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that normally on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you could eat all the way through the entire day. Hani Mili Ba'arei Shabbos Yom Tovin. That's true Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Aval Ba'arei Pesach, Mishum Chiyuvah the Matzah Moda. So the novelty the Gemara suggests over here is according to Rabbi Yossi, whereas Rabbi Yossi says that on a regular, typical Erev Shabbos or a typical Erev Yom Tov, you could eat throughout the entire day. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that on Erev Pesach, one should abstain from eating before Mincha time. Why? Because of the obligation of matzah. Now, bepashtos, what this means is, since we want people to eat matzah with a sense of an appetite and a sense of excitement, therefore the halacha is that a person should stop eating already by Mincha time so they enter in with an appetite. And even Rabbi Yossi, who normally says that a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you can eat as much as you want throughout the entire day, would agree that an Erev Pesach, abstain from Mincha time and Hara. Papa says, no, afilu tim Rabbi Huda. It's even according to Rabbi Huda, hasam ba'arvei Shabbos Yom Tovim min ha-mincha l'mayla huda asir, samach l'mincha shari. Because even Rabbi Huda will say like this, on a typical Erev Shabbos, typical Erev Yom Tov, he'll say you have to stop eating when? From Mincha time and on. But Erev Pesach is unique, because Erev Pesach, you have to stop Samuch L'mincha. Samuch L'mincha, we will see, means a half hour before Mincha time. Aval be'Erev Pesach, hafidu Samuch L'mincha, nami aser. So that's novelty. See, either one of two novelties being expressed over here. Either according to Rabbi Yossi. So as Rabbi Yossi says, on a typical Erev Shabbos, typical Erev Yom Tov, you could eat until nightfall. Even he would agree that by Erev Pesach, you should stop to eat by Mincha time. Or the other possibility is, even according to Rabbi Huda, who says that normally on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you should stop eating from Mincha time and on. That's from Mincha and on. But before Mincha, you could eat. But on Erev Pesach, already a half hour before Yom Tov, you should already stop to eat in order to enter into the Yom Tov of Pesach with an excitement and with an appetite for matzah. So the Gemara says, Ube Erev Shabbos, Sach L'mincha Shari. Is that true? Is that true that at the end of the day, that on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat before Mincha time, a half hour before Mincha time? Vatanya, what we learned. Lo yochal adam be'erev Shabbos yom tovim mitesha sha'os ulamaitlo kadei sheikhanes l'shabbos kishu taiva. Did Rabbi Huda? Bet Rabbi Huda's on record as saying that a person already should abstain from eating on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, from 9 hours of the day. Now remember again, 9 hours of the day is a half hour before Mincha Kitano. So ultimately, again, that shows you that even on an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, you should stop eating already before Mincha time. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, Ocha v'holich ad shetashach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can go ahead and you can eat until nightfall. So the point over here is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, on a typical Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, already you have to stop eating before Yom Tov. To which the Gemara says something very interesting. Amar Rav Zutra, so Rav Zutra says as follows. Rav Zutra explains, Who says that this braisa is correct? Dilma mishabeshtahi. Maybe this is Kuf Amud Aleph 100a. Perhaps again the braisa itself is incorrect. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. So first of all, Mazel Tov on finishing our first Amud of Arve Psochim. Incredible, and we will Amir Hashem continue with this machlokas. And the halacha lemaaseh, Mir Hashem, tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.